Is real estate wholesaling worth it? Is it even worth it? I mean, look at everything that's going on right now. But honestly, to be honest with you, it's like asking if... Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. My name is Ola. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of myempirepro.com. On this episode, I want to discuss, is real estate wholesaling worth it? Is it even worth it? I mean, look at everything that's going on right now. But honestly, to be honest with you, it's like asking if real estate is worth it, you know. But I want to take some time to really discuss why real estate wholesaling is worth it, or maybe it's not worth it, right? Because to be frank with you, there are some people that don't need to come into the game of real estate wholesaling. And I'm going to talk about that in a second here as well too. You want to make sure you stick all the way to the end of this short video, because it just may not be for you, okay? Now, it can be a very lucrative business model. But there's some nuances there, and yeah, the gurus will tell you anyone can do it. Truth of the matter is that everyone is not going to do it, okay? When I started back in 2005, the game was quite different, and there's a lot that has changed over time. But again, that's not just peculiar to real estate wholesaling or real estate. That's every industry in the world. Things have changed, and thanks to technology. So here's what I'm going to tell you. If you are stuck on the idea that you have to be physically present, you have to be physically involved, right? You have to be manually involved in processes in order to make money in real estate wholesaling, then it's probably not for you. Heck, entrepreneurship in general is probably not for you. So you need to pay attention to the next thing I'm going to say over the next 1 minute here. Real estate wholesaling is really, it comes down to really three things, okay? You find properties, deeply discounted properties, you lock them up under contract, and you dispose the contract or assign the contract to somebody else in exchange for an assignment fees. It's really that simple. And there's so much technology going on right now today, but very simple technology that you can use and you can take advantage of to get those three steps processed going over and over repeatedly without having to worry yourself about, is it gonna work? Is it not gonna work? No, it works. Obviously it works, because there's testimonials everywhere, and the testimonials can be a gift and a curse, but that's exactly what successful, real good opportunities look like. Sometimes a gift, sometimes it feels like a curse. So here's the thing, okay? Real estate wholesaling, real estate is a business that's basically driven by marketing. And if you're not marketing, or you don't value marketing, no, it's not going to be worth it for you. And when I say marketing, I'm talking about leveraged marketing, okay? Now, you can knock on doors if you want. There's no strategies that doesn't work when it comes to marketing. However, the question is, are you going to keep working until that strategy work? Okay? Some strategy will take forever. Some strategy will take now. You may have a better patience than mine. If your patience is not good enough, some strategies are just not good enough for you, right? Now, there's also another factor, which is budget. What kind of marketing budget are you playing with, right? If you have $20,000 to spend on marketing in real estate wholesaling and you've never done the business before, I would basically advise you to stay away from this game, because you're going to squander the money. You're going to lose all that money. It's not going to work for you. So sometimes people come in the game and it feels like it's not worth it because of the amount of work that goes into the beginning of the business. You know, it's like an exponential curve. If you've never seen an exponential curve before, you should Google what it looks like, okay? It starts slowly in the beginning. But the reason why it starts slowly is because there's a learning curve that you need to learn that you will find extremely useful when you get to the point where the business starts taking off. And if you don't learn, if you don't go through that learning curve, if you take off prematurely, it's not necessarily a good thing. When I started back in 2005, I actually bought a course in December 2004 that cost me $3,000. But I didn't close my first deal until 2005. You know why? Because I just wasn't ready. I was not ready for that deal to close. Okay? There were a lot of ups and downs. I was in the middle of my master's degree, and bottom line is that I was not consistent enough, fast enough. You know, the number one secret in the game of real estate wholesaling is really consistency. But consistency is hard as hell. So you have to make sure you're positioned in a place where it's easy or easier for you to be consistent. So if you want to knock on doors, if that's not a good positioning for you to be consistent, you're going to fail. You want to drive for dollars. If it's not a good position for you to be consistent, you're going to fail. Not because driving for dollars doesn't work. It's because you positioned yourself, particularly you, because what works for everyone can be different. You positioned yourself also in the times that we live in a place where consistency is going to be hard as hell. So can you keep driving in the sun or in the snow if you don't close a deal in the next 3 months? You know, that's the hard question that you need to ask yourself. And you don't need to answer me, okay? You can explain your thoughts. I would like to know what thoughts are going through your head right now in the comment below. But honestly, you need to answer the person in the mirror. That's the person you need to answer. And say, hey, if I keep doing this, can I be consistent? So is real estate wholesaling worth it? Based on everything I just said right now, what are your thoughts? I want you to share in the comment below. For me, it's been worth it. For you, maybe not. Maybe it will be worth it. But it really comes down to positioning yourself for consistency when it comes to marketing. If you don't value marketing, no, it's probably not going to be worth it for you. If you don't value consistency, particularly positioning yourself for consistency, it's probably not going to work for you. All right. So pipeline, keeping a pipeline is a big part of the game. You have to make sure that you set up marketing that will keep your marketing pipeline full all the time. And that's something that I cover in details in Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You can go download it for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets in addition as a bonus. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one. Peace.